professional.
Yeah. I'm really sorry, Andy, but we should probably start on time this week because it's fundraising marathon.
Oh, you haven't mentioned that.
And we have a lot to do.
How's it going here?
It's going well. Yeah, it's going pretty well.
You think you'll be able to afford that new abortion clinic on the third floor?
That's a mischaracterization of what it is. It's
a place where women will go to get late term abortions. I understand you're considering offering retroactive abortions.
Abortions are a unfortunate byproduct of the actual business model. Let me describe it that way.
Look, as long as there's money left over for jihad, we're going to be okay.
There's always money left over for jihad. Hey, it's the WFMU 2016 fundraising marathon. The phone number here is 800-989-9368.
That's a different number.
No, it's the same number, 800-989-9368. And the web pledge address is WFMU.org.
800-989-9368. You know what? I have to say, I've been looking forward to this because this is the first time in forever, I would say, that I'm actually proud of the premium that we've put together.
Right.
A real premium. We've already sent it off to the printers.
I suffered for this premium.
Which is another reason to call and get it. It's a win-win for everyone. Ken suffered. I did not suffer that much.
I suffered mightily for it. It's Ken and Andy's bucket list. It's a 35-chapter graphic novel.
Right. We went out to
every chapter has a surprise ending.
Yeah. We put together a list of all the things we wish we would do before we died, and we had 35 illustrators, all of them very talented and very funny, illustrate 35 chapters. It's you and me, Ken.
Yeah.
Going around the world, having adventures. We're organ donors. We go to the Vatican. We go ice fishing. We have all sorts of adventures. Every couple of pages is a new adventure.
We chase a tornado. We go swimming with sharks.
And there's a surprise twist ending at the end of every chapter.
It's actually going to be a 65-page graphic novel, full color. And it's yours for a pledge of $75 or more at 800-989-9368. If you go to our pledge page, if you go to our webpage for tonight at WFMU.org, and click playlist and comments, you can see four sample pages from it.
Yeah.
And also, I should mention...
And they're the worst pages. Wouldn't you agree?
No, they're middle. I picked middle-of-the-road pages. Yeah.
They're great. They're all great.
We're also streaming video tonight. And we have a joke.
We have a joke. Everyone that pledges, even... what's the minimum pledge, Ken?
$20.
$20? Well, this joke isn't worth $20. I won't even tell it.
We could make the minimum pledge for the joke $15, if you like.
What was it last year?
Last year it was $15.
You wanted to raise it to $20?
Well, we sort of did raise the minimum pledge to $20 this year.
But you did?
It's okay, Andy.
Did you mention that in the meeting? If I had been at the meeting, would I have known that?
Yes.
How was that meeting? Did you start off with a joke?
Yes, I started off with your joke, actually.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, well, then.
The masturbation
then
joke.
Then you're home free.
Yeah.
Okay, so $20, you get the answer to this riddle.
What do you call a WFMU DJ who lives in their own home?
Yes. What do you call a WFMU DJ who owns his own home?
Who owns his or her own home.
Yes, his or her own home. And if you want the answer to that, just give us a call at 800-989-9368. And now, listen, let's just take a pause, Ken, and listen for the phones to ring. Now that I've given the setup to that joke.
I'm going to turn the mic way up.
Yes, listen.
Yeah.
Now turn it up. Turn the mic up.
No, it is up. The mic in the phone room.
No, the mic in the phone room. Turn it up.
It's way up. No, you're...
Okay, shh.
No, it's
that, wait, is that something?
That was nothing. No, that was nothing.
Wait, do we really have zero calls? Wait, why? I'll repeat the riddle. What do you call a WFMU DJ who owns his own home? It's a very funny joke, worth $20. I think people want to hear the answer to the joke, want to hear the punchline, but they don't want to help the station is, I think, the problem.
No, I think...
They might have heard other shows on the station.
I think they're just waiting.
They might have heard the musical show, the quote, musical shows. You might wonder how I call those other shows musical shows without cracking up. I squeeze a rusty nail.
You've been using the same rusty nail for so many years now.
It's the FMU rusty nail. It's really... We leave it. People with taste leave it for each other on the front stoop as they enter the building.
It has been squeezed so many times by so many different people now that it gleams. It's not rusty anymore.
It's whenever anybody says, hey, Ken, you are doing a great job as station manager, you know for a fact they're squeezing that nail.
We have some people to thank here, Andy.
Oh, great. Thank you all.
Nikolai from Elizabeth.
Thanks, Nick.
Michael from Watertown, Massachusetts.
Hold on. What's that noise? Do you hear the noise?
That was a phone ringing. Yeah, that's an actual phone.
Okay, so they are working.
Is that the fake phone? Hey, that was a real phone.
That's how you do it, my friend. We're on the board.
I thought it was a fake phone.
We're not being shut out tonight.
Hey, our own Frangry from Shut Up Weirdo.
Thanks, Frangry.
Thank you.
I'm not being sarcastic.
David in Seattle, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, guys.
Clifford in Syracuse.
Are they all getting the book?
No.
Collectively, can they afford the book?
Yeah.
If they all pool together?
If they pool together,
if they form some kind of library or book club?
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, they could afford it.
Yeah,
that's another way to buy the books. If you have friends, maybe 8 or 9 friends, some of them working part-time, some of them on unemployment.
You can organize that if you like.
Yeah, you can band together and raise $75.
And David in Germany.
Thanks, David.
To show his support for 7 Seconds.
Is that my friend, David?
And WFMU. No, it's not.
Oh.
And
well, we're thanking him anyway. 800, he's my friend now. They're all my friend now. Isn't that funny, Ken? I didn't know those people before, and now they're all my friends.
I know how you love the listeners.
800-989-9368. I've become very good at pretending to love my listeners. Yes. That is a very important skill.
Yes, you have.
If you're going into media.
It's a little slow, Andy, and you and I both know exactly what the problem is.
We need a better riddle. Oh,
right. No, it's not. The problem's not the
riddle. Or maybe they didn't hear the riddle. Let me give it again. What do you call a WFMU DJ that owns his own home? Hey, if you want to know the answer, give us a call, 800-989-9368. If you pledge $75, you get what I think is our best premium ever. It's a real grown-up 60-page graphic novel, Andy and Ken's Bucket List, 35 Adventures.
It absolutely is the best premium ever, although if you want
to get... And you can go online and see sample pages.
You could get the Ken T-shirt, though, instead. We do switch things out like that if you want.
What is the Ken T-shirt?
It's my full color, 12-color on black Southern Rock-style concert T-shirt for my Wednesday morning show.
Who would want that?
It has winged monkeys on it.
Yeah, maybe.
It
yeah,
has
maybe
a
Ken.
Bong.
Yeah, sure, that's good.
A bong in the background.
Yeah, a T-shirt. That sounds good, Ken.
Beautiful drapes with marijuana leaves on them. I thought you would love it.
It sounds irreverent. Good for you, Ken. It sounds slightly subversive. Good for you, Kenny. 800-989-9368. I'm plugging the real thing. I'm plugging a graphic novel.
I'm plugging my real thing too.
Oh, please! It's just pathetic.
Hey. Yeah. There's an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is...
Which is, we need a better riddle.
No. It's that we have to
Which is, people are just turned off by you.
We know that there's an annual custom of soaking Andy Breckman.
Well, wait. Like we talked about maybe splitting it this year.
Usually
30 seconds.
Like a 20-minute period.
No, Ken. No, great. Ken.
A 20-minute
period.
Ken,
that's not even... Ken, if you say that, people will think it's true.
By right and tradition, it starts at 6:15, about four minutes from now.
By right and tradition.
Oh, yeah, it's etched into stone. And during that period of time, during the Soak Andy period, any pledge made at 800-989-9368 will be matched by Andy Breckman.
It's all true. I will match the pledge for a limited time. We have to decide what that limited time is. Can I digress for 1 second?
Sure.
I hate you. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just going to say that Andy's had a very, very good year.
If you say that, you're just inviting. No, don't say that.
Andy had the number one best-selling toy in Denmark and Holland.
Ken is in awe, as is everyone here, because
Denmark,
I have a job.
Denmark, Holland, and the Netherlands.
Anyone with a job here.
Why that part of the world, I have no idea. But they went crazy for Who Tooted, Andy's board game, his fart-based board game.
The more interesting question is, why are you so bitterly jealous
of any success that
anyone else shows?
I'm happy for
you. Why can't you be happy for me?
I am very happy
for you. Then why are you inviting people to hit me up?
I'm just saying that you had a great year, that most people in the FMU community are not as loaded as you. That's all. It's just a fact. I'm just pointing out a fact. So don't call now. Don't
call now. Wait. Oh, wait. Stop. You mean if they call now, They can support the show, but not bleed me dry.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, for the love of God, call now. Hold on. 800-989-9368. Call now. It will be your way of saying, Andy, we love what you do. We appreciate the work you've put in. We appreciate the station. And you know what, Andy? Our heart goes out to you. We appreciate it so much. We're not asking you to open your wallet. We're not hitting you up for money.
Okay, look, we won't do it.
This isn't personal.
We won't do a 20-minute.
800-989-9368. How about
15 minutes?
No, no, no. How about 1 minute? We talked about this. 1 minute this week and then 60 seconds.
No, no.
Another minute.
Oh, 1 minute this week, but 60 seconds next week?
And then another minute next week.
No, no.
Why?
No.
What do you mean no?
No, we have other things planned for next week. This is the week of the soaking. Everybody knows that it's been March 9th at 6:15. 2 minutes from now, we'll do 12 minutes. 12 minutes soaking.
Why would they do this?
Thank you, Rem in San Rafael, who is pledging to expand Andy's Masturbatorium. How is that new wing coming along?
It's going great. I can finally have people over.
Great. Why is that? Did you concrete up the windows?
Windows, there's no more windows. You don't have to worry about that. That actually put a damper on a lot of the parties.
Yeah.
And,
that's great.
Yeah.
And Evan in Brooklyn says that he listens every week.
Hey, thanks, Evan. You ought to go out more,
I think. And Evan and Rem are both getting the 7-second delay graphic.
Oh, model. They're going to love it. Well, that's going to
keep... Look, we are 1 minute away from
the soaking. We're at 800-989-9368. Call now before the soaking.
We have to lock this in.
Okay, hold on. Let me just say, you've got to be very specific. Matt, be very specific about what calls come in during the soaking. 1 second after the soaking, I'm not going to match it.
Right.
Right?
And
Ken, we're going to do what? We're going to do 2 minutes?
No, I said 12 minutes last time.
God, no. Come on, man.
I can do 8 minutes.
No,
eight
Ken.
Minutes.
No.
8 minutes
no,
is what
I'd
we
be
usually
serious.
8 minutes is what we usually do.
We never do 8 minutes.
I remember 8 minutes last year.
No, we never do 8 minutes.
Have,
play
have,
back the tape.
I
play
have,
back the transcript.
I have a great memory.
4 minutes.
No, I only smoke.
4 minutes.
I smoke pot maybe once or twice a day now. I can remember everything.
Yeah, what you can't remember is the other 8 times you smoke pot.
Cut down.
Listen. Let's say 8 minutes. I mean 4 minutes.
Yes, 8 minutes.
No, no, no.
Four minutes.
Four Kenny.
Minutes. Fine.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Fine.
Okay, but listen, Matt, you have to be very specific. When Ken starts it, only then will I match it.
We're going
to
start in.
Okay, like that last call. I can't. I'm not matching that thing.
Right.
I'm not matching that bitch.
We're starting in 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute.
So stop.
Okay, no, call now. 800-989-9368.
Stop pledging. Stop pledging now.
Ken, you can't. Let me just say that the cool kids call before the matching period. I was talking to Sting once. Sting from the Police. He never likes to call during matching funds. He always calls before the matching funds. That's Sting.
Yeah.
That sting.
No, that's so cool that you're making.
Yeah, don't stand so close to me.
No,
sting.
No, I know. Like 1978
Roxanne,
references.
Exactly.
Yes.
Do you know someone cooler? Sting, I'm quoting.
So let's review
sting.
Andy's references.
800-989-9368.
Andy's references. Somebody sexy, he always references Jane Mansfield. Somebody cool, it's Sting.
Oh, I'd love to hear you name somebody cooler. Go ahead.
I'll tell you somebody cooler, our own Mike Noble.
Oh, hey, how's he doing?
Who just pledged and said, go to hell, Ken.
Oh, fantastic.
Right,
well,
wait,
that's in your pile. Thank you, Mike.
We got distracted, and now we are going to, it's a countdown, 45 seconds to soak.
Oh, for the love of God. Wait, call now, 800-989-9368. Dial like the wind.
The soaking period.
Dial like the wind.
Is going to begin in.
Why aren't they calling?
30,
I hate you all.
35 seconds.
I hate you
and
all.
During
oh,
that,
wait. Okay, I'm not picking up that one. I'm not
matching
that one.
Just let it ring.
No. Oh, Ken, I will strangle you.
Let that phone ring.
I will just throttle you.
Because it's only 20.
Pick up that phone.
20,
you. Winged monkey. Yes, you. Pick up the phone.
20 seconds, 15 seconds to soak. Get ready. The phone number is 800-989-9368. Go to WFMU.org.
My heart is just
WFMU.org.
Broken.
You can make an online pledge.
I'm a broken man.
And
you've broken my heart,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The soak is on! 800-989-9368.
800-987-45.
If you give out the wrong number, I will turn your mic off. I agree that turning your mic off is over the line. But if you give out the wrong number, I will turn your mic off.
I will never give out a number that's way off. Is that a promise? Is that good enough?
No, that's not good enough. Hey, come on. 800-989-9368.
Nobody's calling. Oh, I love it. Hey, keep that clock going. No. Nobody. Oh. That's the wrong number.
It started at 617. 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. Andy Breckman will match any pledge made. This is the annual Soak Andy.
What if people want to call a wrong number? What if they feel like calling a wrong number? That's May I suggest
them.
One?
That is up to them.
May I suggest a wrong number? 800-988-9368.
Oh, the funny phone. The funny phone is ringing. And, you know, Andy will match your pledge dollar for dollar.
Oh,
now would be
God.
A great time to make a $30.
No.
$30 a month swag.
No, that no, no, no. Don't do that.
$84. Anybody who pledges $1,000 or more, you'll be in the running to have your name cemented into the stairway to stardom at WFMU.
Where is that?
It's on the front stoop. It's the step leading into WFMU.
That's a badge of honor.
There's the funny phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. 800-989-9368.
And if you wake up early enough, you can see the homeless guys peeing onto your name.
No, they usually sit on the front step of Monty Hall.
Yeah.
More comfortable. 800-989-9368. Online at WFMU.org.
Every
Andy,
ringing phone breaks my heart.
Andy
is another stab in the back.
And
I give.
They're coming
this
in.
This really makes me mad.
800-989-9368. Chris in California. Thank you. Says, go to hell, Andy.
Go to hell, Chris.
Alex in Philadelphia. Go to hell, Andy.
You can go to hell, Alex.
Alexander in Illinois. Thank you. Jennifer Wood also saying, go to hell, Andy.
Go to hell, Jennifer. I'll meet you in hell. Save me a seat.
Jennifer says, Andy, there's a special place in hell for you.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not too bad. I'm up in the skybox. That's not so bad.
1 minute to go. We are in the final
minute. I'll be up in the skybox in hell looking down on everybody who's calling right now.
We are in the final minute. Get your pledge online at WFMU.org.
This is too pathetic.
WFMU.org or 800-989-9368. Peter and Clifton. Go to hell, Andy.
You can go to hell, Peter.
A staff pledge from Julie Bennett says, go to hell, Andy.
Julie, see you in hell.
Edward in Philadelphia, thank you very much.
See you in the skybox, Edward.
Danny D.
Oh, this is just pathetic.
Soak and Andy is part of a larger pledge.
No. Not cool, man. Like, you'll notice who's not calling.
20
Sting.
Seconds.
Sting is not calling.
20 seconds to go. 800-989-9368.
Don't you want to be cool like Sting?
God, you have to update your cool reference. I'm sorry. If you can think of a more current cool reference for Andy, give us a call at 800-989-9368. 10 seconds to go. 800-989-9368.
Oh, this is painful.
WFMU.org.
Okay, right. Come on, count it down, Ken. Count
Three,
it down.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, I'm not matching any calls from this moment on.
Whoa.
Matt.
We have 10 phones off the hook right now. There's 10 phones
Matt, this is it. Cut it off. I'm not matching. Just make a note.
No, Matt.
Nick, don't write anything down. Nick, put that pencil down, young man.
The pledges are still printing out. Thank you, Abby and Saugerties.
Go to hell.
Brendan in Maine.
Go to hell all.
Leo in D.C. All these people saying go to hell.
I will take a charter bus to hell.
Francis in L.A. Nicholas.
Take a ferry boat to hell, all of us.
Simon in Birmingham.
Yeah.
U.K.
Yeah, oh, great.
Peter in Edinburgh.
Heard great things
UK.
About Edinburgh.
Yeah, like what?
I heard that Peter lives there.
Okay. Chris in Hillside, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Our own Mike Noble.
I'm not matching that one.
Bob,
Mike Noble, what are you doing to
Bob
me, brother?
Bob in Oakridge. Lori in Houston.
Dear God.
Julian in New York.
Dear
and
God.
Charles in Portland. All those people getting in during the Soak Andy match period.
Well, I have mixed feelings about all of you. On one hand, I hate you. On the other hand, I detest you.
That's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. No, I thank you. I'm great. I am grateful.
Yeah.
I guess in some way.
And
why?
Though the soaking is over, though, you can still become eligible. You will automatically get the 7 Second Delay graphic novel, Ken and Andy's Bucket List, written and illustrated by 15 very talented WFMU listeners.
And 15 other WFMU listeners.
What do you mean by that?
Well, some are maybe a little more talented than others.
You can see 4 sample pages from it. It's yours automatically for $75.
Yeah.
800-989-9368.
Look at who's here, Ken. Absolutely. You remember that guy? Remember him?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Remember Gentle Jerry the Bear?
Gentle Jimmy.
Gentle Jimmy. Yeah, Gentle Jimmy.
I thought that was a joke.
Gentle Jimmy.
I cannot freaking believe you brought the bear in.
Well, I know he's a, I don't want to say friend of yours. I know he's an acquaintance of yours, Ken, because in every adventure we were on in our bucket list, in our trek around the world, every adventure seemed to end the same way. You were raped by the same bear, and I brought that bear in.
Yeah, and over
to
again.
To say hello.
Over and over again, you told me that I didn't have anything to worry about.
Yes. And it was like Charlie Brown in the football.
I cannot believe I fell for it.
Yes. Well, I'd like to bring him in now.
I do not even want to be in the same building with that bear.
Well, he's actually, you know what, Ken? If you let him talk, Ken, I think you might
find... Oh, he did plenty of talking.
His head is in a much better place than it was. He's quite contrite. I actually was talking to him before the show, and I think if you let him talk, you might be won over by this bear.
I cannot believe you invited the bear.
Gentle Jim, would you come in? Would you come on in? Do we have a microphone for Gentle Jim?
Yeah, we do. We can't hand him. There's your mic.
Here's your mic.
I can't believe this.
I'm going to stand also.
Gentle Jimmy, why don't you come and stand in between me and Andy here?
Sure.
First off, I know you guys have, I don't know, is it proper to say you've met before? Is that?
Yeah, we have.
He looks familiar from behind, I'll say that.
Yeah, you've never met face to face before.
No.
he's
a handsome man, I have to admit.
Yeah, when you see him from this side. Gentle Jim, can I ask you some questions?
Sure, yeah. That's what I'm here to air.
You spent the last year, Ken and I went around the world, and it's all been documented in this great book, this premium that we're giving away.
Yeah.
We should give the number out again. 800-989-9368. Our adventures have been documented, and every adventure seemed to end the same way. It ended quite abruptly.
Yeah, every adventure ended with gentle, quote-unquote, gentle Jim here violating me.
Okay, I think right off the bat we have a semantic problem. Because
it wasn't, not semantics.
Yeah, I just...
You were all up inside
Ken, let him,
of me.
Ken, there's two sides to every issue, Ken.
Yeah.
Not
Go ahead.
This one.
Ken,
not this one.
Ken, you've been yapping away for 25 minutes. Gentle Jim, what do you mean by semantics?
Well, I just feel like he wants to paint a negative picture of what happened. And by the way, March 9th?
Yes.
Yeah.
2016.
Yeah.
I'm living it for today. And this man's.
All he talks about, I see your point. All he talks about is, oh, you raped me repeatedly. Oh, you stalked me. Oh, you violated me. That's all he thinks about and talks about.
I cannot believe you're taking Gentle Jim's side.
I'm just saying that if you let him talk, there are two sides. He's saying, he's saying it might be time to put it behind you. It's not that you're...
Okay, I don't think that's the perfect choice of words either, the behind part.
Yes, good point. That's a very good point.
My concern is, it can just, I feel like the tension, like you have a hang-up, like you think that maybe I'm into you or something, and I'm not... I mean, I've been in you, sure, but I'm not into
you. Then why?
You.
Why over and over again? Why did it happen over and over again?
I think what Ken is asking, I believe, if you don't mind my putting words in your mouth, Ken, and I know, Gentle Jim, you might want to put other things in his mouth, why Ken? Why did you pick on him? It was often in public, other people around.
Well, have you ever gone to one of those Sam's Club?
Yes.
Where you buy things in bulk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay, you like Doritos?
I love Doritos.
Okay, say you go to Sam's Club and you buy like boxes and boxes of Doritos. You have a bag of Doritos. Oh, these are good. I'm fine for Doritos for now, but then you got a whole box there and you have more and more Doritos.
You look down, you got your jonesing for Doritos, and there are some Doritos.
Lord, yeah, Ken, to
what
me.
What is this guy?
What do you expect? Ken, in this analogy, you're Doritos, I believe, I'm wrong.
He's a bulk size.
What is this guy?
You're the bulk.
That happened.
Maybe
to
he's
be
never been to Sam's Club, and he
present.
Doesn't understand. Sam's Club, Ken. It's like Costco's. Doritos.
Oh yeah.
Will you hand me those cards?
Yeah.
Should I take? Is that the confusion? Okay.
Let me thank some people here. It's really kind of unbelievable.
Well, if you want to see Ken and Gentle Jim's adventures illustrated by 35 very talented artists. All you have to do is hit our number. $75 gets you that graphic novel. 800-989-9368. $20 gets you the punchline to this classic joke. I'm blanking on the joke.
What do you call a WFMU DJ who happens to own their own home?
Yes. Do you know the answer to that, Gentle Jim?
I know. Can I add a joke for a bonus?
Yes, that would be great.
Here's
a setup from Gentle Jim.
What's the difference between Ken and a toilet? I'll tell you the punchline right away. After you use a toilet, it doesn't follow you around for 3 days.
I ran away. I ran away from you.
Okay, that's not how I remember, Palsy.
That's not how we remember it.
No, by the way, and take this as a compliment or whatever, seeing you up close, I see the beard, and I'm like, well, there's a grown man. From behind, you've always looked like sort of an easy, breezy woman with an on-the-go lifestyle with that haircut.
Yeah.
And now, so...
Yeah, and when Ken yells, I've heard Ken yell, oh my God, not again, and it does sound like a young girl.
Yeah,
it does sound like a young girl when you're begging and begging.
For,
yeah, exactly.
Really disgusting and horrible, both of you.
I'm actually glad we're having the conversation now, because I would have raped him a couple less time if I knew where his head's at. Like, you know.
There you go.
A couple times.
It's Ken, it sounds like you may not be raped as often this year.
Well, and first of all,
it's never going to happen again. It's never, ever going to happen.
Well, the night is young.
That's what I said about Doritos, but I'm not off those either.
Exactly. You remember the analogy, Ken, the Doritos analogy?
Yes, yes. Sam's Club, Costco, buying Doritos in bulk. I don't understand what
I think that's his way of saying you better run to your car tonight.
Hey, I want to thank some people here. Charlie in Minneapolis, my own daughter, Daisy.
Oh,
here,
God bless
her. I'm with my attacker here, and my daughter, Daisy,
is pleasure. Okay, see, even the words he chooses. Again, back to the semantics.
Yeah, I agree.
Eric in Berlin. Our own Jeff Moore. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Paul in Chicago. Daniel in Marfa.
It means the world to us. We're not being sarcastic.
Finley in Birmingham again.
God bless you all.
Brett in Ottawa.
God bless you and your work.
Greg in L.A. Marcel in Brooklyn.
God bless you.
John Kay. Oh, a nice big pledge that soaked you good.
Oh, wait, these are soakers?
These are soakers? Yes, these are soakers.
You can all go to hell.
Jeremy.
Oh, I'm going to send gentle Jerry after. Wait,
you
gentle
can't
Jimmy?
Even gentle Jim.
Gentle Jimmy after you. By the way, where'd that name come from? It's so misleading.
Gentle Jimmy?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you mention Ottawa because I've done a lot of raping, as Ken calls it, in Ottawa.
Fantastic. I've heard it's a beautiful town.
There's already a rapey Jimmy in Ottawa, so I ended up with, you know, sometimes, like
greener pastures.
Really big, they call you tiny or
something. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. It's kind of a thing. Ironic. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I thought,
Jimmy.
You know what? The 20th or 21st time you raped Ken, I began to think it was ironic.
Well, yes and no. And by the way, you know, I flipped through your little book.
Yeah.
And, there's a time in there. I definitely did not rape him at the Vatican.
Oh, I see. Oh, so you're not copping to that one.
I raped at the Vatican. I'm not convinced it was Ken though.
You'll cop to the other 34.
I happen to have a copy of that chapter with me right here.
I'm looking at it too.
Here we go. And it starts off with me saying harder. Harder, you hairy beast.
That's not Jim. I'm looking at it.
You're right. That scene's not Jim.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't
the harder part sound familiar. No, I just remember.
I'm looking at the bear here.
That was me trying to get into the bathroom.
That looks nothing like me.
No. We apologize for that one. Gentle Jim, we apologize to Gentle Jim for that one.
Maybe that wasn't him. Maybe then you crawl. We walked outside the Vatican.
Yeah.
And there was the Moscow Circus of Bears.
That I recall.
Yes, and you were on tour with the Moscow Circus at the time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I'm saying it looks bad. I'm saying circumstantial evidence might lead one to conclude.
And then Andy and Bishop McSorley tricked me into opening a door. And Jim, you will recall that you were inside that door.
Okay. A lot of this checks out. I'll give you that. But you know what? The raping part, I don't remember.
He doesn't remember it, Ken. He might have blacked out.
That's because he's a serial rapist.
Isn't it possible, Ken, that you misidentified him?
No.
Also,
it's not.
Had I known you were such a complainer at the get-go,
exactly,
I wouldn't have raped you more than a dozen times. Let me go on record as saying.
Gentle Jim, welcome to my world.
Ugh.
Hey, we want to thank John in North Carolina.
Wait, are these soakers or are these my friends?
Yeah, that was a soaker.
Oh,
Andrew in Maplewood. Mark in West Orange. Dan in Mendham.
You can all go to
Karen
hell.
Karen in Sleepy Hollow.
I have nothing but contempt.
Toma in Oakwood.
Why? I give. I drive here an hour every week.
Jay in Brooklyn.
And then it's an hour back.
Claire,
an hour every week.
Lynn in Virginia.
Gentle Jim, guess what I get paid to do this?
Peter
nothing.
In Brooklyn.
Nothing. Nothing.
These white cards were all.
It's like
right?
He's financially, and excuse the term, he's raping me every week.
You know
financially.
What? I didn't want to use that word.
Yeah.
I'm better than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's raping
so
me.
So I believe so. Rapist. I'm in the club too.
David in Westfield.
Here's the pecking order. Ken rapes me financially, economically.
Right.
You rape Ken up from behind.
Okay, you know what?
That's the pecking order.
I would much rather be raped my way than the way you're getting raped.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Neither one of you ever gets raped. You both do the raping.
Okay, that's also. Look, Ken, we can go back and forth all night. Who's been raped the most?
Thanks to Fredericks of Newport, Sierra in West Milford.
Thank you all.
Pamela, our friend Pamela from San Mateo. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic.
Lots of great raping happened in San Mateo.
Aaron from Brooklyn.
Gentle Jim.
Zachary and
the rapiest, rapiest bear you've ever seen.
Oh, I know rapier bears. Let me be clear.
Not the rapiest bear in the world.
Rich from Paramus.
Don't call him the rapiest bear in the world. Hey, I'd love to introduce Rich to Ken. I think they'd get along great.
And Gentle Jim, did you try out for the scene in The Revenant? Because I noticed that that wasn't you.
I did try out. They felt I was a little too aggressive. Yeah. I did a great read. Or by read, I mean rape, yeah.
Yeah, you were called back?
I got a call back for that.
When you auditioned, were you actually on set with Leo?
I was not. Look, they went in another direction. You know what?
Yeah.
All right, we want to thank Nick the Bard, pledging $30 a month.
Hey, Nick.
You had to match that, Andy?
Oh, Nick. I thought you were on my team.
Thanks, Uncle Andy. From Cleo and Floyd. They want to thank you for bringing Hootooted into the world.
Oh, hey, that's a little game. I get to plug my little game while they soak me and bleed me and stab me in the back.
Carol from Washingtonville, thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Diane Kamikaze, our own Diane.
Yeah. Appreciated.
And somebody from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Some anonymous donor.
Rosie? Yeah, maybe Rosie.
Would Cleo and Floyd, I knew a couple Kodiak. Now, you want to talk about rapey bears. These two Kodiaks, Cleo and Floyd, now they get up to some raping.
Yeah, I don't know what Ken's complaining about. What you're saying is it could have been worse.
Yeah, I mean, Emily Post compared to some of
really
the bear
terrible.
Rapists.
But wouldn't you say, Ken, by the...
It was really, really terrible.
But after 30 or 31 or 32 times, you probably don't even feel it.
No, you feel it.
You still feel it?
Yes.
Very interesting. I never knew that.
Oh, it's like a hot dog down a hallway with him, though, I'll tell you. We should dump that, I would say. But,
I didn't know that either.
I'm glad one of us felt it. Yeah, because I'll tell you what,
It did nothing for
it
you.
It was nothing but a blur and a lot of matted fur from where I was thrusting.
So, Ken, even though he was not physically satiated by it, he still felt emotionally connected enough to continue the stalking.
It's not about...
Stalking is the right word. Yeah, because I was trying to get away, and he just kept.
Ken, now can I ask you, honestly, is there any part of you at all that isn't a little bit flattered by this, the attention?
No,
like 1%.
No.
Ken,
no.
Be honest.
No part.
Try being honest for a moment and see what it's like. You might like it.
I'm being.
And then you'll want to be honest more and more.
No, I'm being completely honest.
You weren't into it even a little. Well, why don't we ask your partner?
He's not Gentle my Jim. Partner. Gentle Jim is not my partner.
Well, would you say Ken was into it at all?
He seemed into it. And by the way, I was just trying to break up the day a little bit. That was all it was.
It certainly succeeded at that. Wouldn't you? You can't deny that, Ken.
I can deny that.
You can't deny that you were bored that day, that you had nothing to talk about at dinner.
It happened 36 times.
He's been dining out on this, Gentle Jim, for months.
Oh, I know. And that's how I mark, you know. The day is before raping Ken and after raping Ken. That's how I mark time.
And it's all documented in this classic graphic novel, Andy and Ken's Bucket List, 35 adventures around the world, almost all of them featuring a surprise visit from Gentle Jim.
Well, now you've revealed what the surprise of every chapter
is. Well, it is.
And
it
by
is.
The way, I don't know how surprising it was after the first five or six times. In fact, it would have been weird if I hadn't showed up to rape him. Then you want to hear complaints.
One time I was with Ken for a lot of these, and one time I think it was like rape number 14 or 15. You know what I heard him say? When you appeared, he said this. He said, "Of course."
Yeah. I never.
It made
never,
me laugh. It endeared you to me.
Never said of course.
He says, "Of course." There's the bear.
Boy, Andy, you're gonna have a lot to answer to the misses tonight.
I won't be going home.
Yeah, these rape jokes.
Hey, I won't be going home.
How about we give out the phone number a couple of times?
Sure, let's do that. In case of what?
In case people want to call and pledge
and get the book.
In case you haven't driven everybody away.
Do you think
now?
We're really selling the book? That you think people will call?
Well, yeah.
Let's see. 800.
Say what you want about the bear rape.
Yeah.
Beautifully illustrated. I think we can all. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah, yes. Would you agree to that, Ken?
Yes. It's a beautiful.
Well, let me give the number. 800-989-9368. We'd love to send you a copy of Andy and Ken's Bucket List. 800-989-9368. Or you can go online. What the hell is it, Kenny?
WFMU.org.
That's
very,
not too
very
hard to
complex.
Remember.
Very complex.
I
have a feeling,
that.
Andy. I have a feeling that somebody's calling to take you to task.
Oh no!
Hi, is this Beth?
Me? No, Amy.
Oh, hi, Amy.
Amy Vogel.
Remember
from last week?
Hi, Amy.
Amy Vogel. We have to mention you. We have to mention you every week. That's our promise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what was our little catchphrase with Amy Vogel?
What was it, Amy?
It was just hi. Oh, please don't make it a catchphrase.
Thumbs up, Amy Vogel. No. Thumbs up, comma, Amy Vogel. We're not saying put your thumbs up, Amy Vogel. I want to make that clear. No. Thumbs up, pause, Amy Vogel.
I could say comma, too. I could pause or say comma.
Yeah, you could say comma. That's okay.
Well, thanks for your support, Amy Vogel.
Okay, thank you.
But if you did want to
thumbs
hear thumbs up
comma.
Someone, you could do a lot worse than Ken Friedman, as long as we're on the topic. Just to be clear.
And then he's going to pretend to be insulted. Listen, look at him. Pretend to be pouty. Oh, here's my stalker. Oh, here's the bear that raped me.
This is I think...
Like he doesn't love the attention. He makes me so sick.
This is how I would look at it. You ever go to an amusement park and you know, you're a little kid and you're running in there and you think, I want to go on all the rides.
Yes.
That's what I'm like with Ken. Ken's the ride every time. And yeah. I would take it as a compliment.
Ken, you're the Tilt-A-Whirl. You're the new Tilt-A-Whirl.
I'd rather not be.
Oh, of course you'd rather not be. Duh. Yeah.
He acts like this is ongoing. Am I raping
it
him
It is
right
ongoing.
Now?
No. Ken, this has been a completely rape-free hour.
I may rape him after the show, yeah.
No, you're just human or Barry. You're just flesh and blood.
I don't know. I might also get a sandwich. I might go get a fish out of the river. I might rape Ken. I don't know.
You never know, Ken. That's what makes life so fascinating and exciting.
And yet somehow he raped me again and again. Now he's acting like he could take it or leave it. And yet he traveled to northern Maine. He traveled to the Vatican.
No.
He went back in time.
Who financed your travels, gentle Jim?
A bear finds a way. That's all I'll say.
He followed me. He followed me to Vermont, where he raped me inside a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
He followed me to Scotland.
Let's be clear. There was breakfast.
And there were beds.
Yeah.
My God, how can he resist?
God forbid you mention some of the nice stuff.
He followed us to Scotland, to that castle, the castle of Baron Landau.
Yeah.
That was a trek. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. And Andy, you assured me that Baron Landau had killed all the bears.
Isn't there, at some level, don't you admire his tenacity? His passion?
Hey, I want to thank Cosmic Matrix.
We're at 8. Okay, let me give the phone number again.
Cosmic Matrix is getting the bed and breakfast, the bucket list book.
The graphic novel, 800-989-9368. $75 gets you the bucket list graphic novel. $20 gets you the punchline to this classic joke. I'm a professional comedy writer. Don't try to write jokes like this yourself at home. Oh, my God, I'm blanking again. Oh, what do you call a WFMU DJ who owns his own house?
I don't know. What?
Well, you have to find out. Cost you $20.
Can I tell a joke?
Gentle Jimmy.
Yes, Gentle Jimmy has a joke.
Okay. What's the difference between Ken and a bowling ball?
I just don't know. What is the difference between Ken and a bowling ball?
You can only fit three fingers inside a bowling ball. And if these are in poor taste, you need to tell me now.
Yeah, no. That's very poor taste. Yeah, that's very
okay,
poor taste.
Okay, try this one on for size. What do you put behind Ken's ears to make him more attractive?
I don't know. What do you put behind Ken's ears to make him more attractive?
His ankles. And if that's in poor taste, you need to tell me now.
That's pretty poor taste.
I don't think you've crossed the line. You can probably see the line from where you're standing, but you haven't crossed it.
So you've made a fisting joke. Now you're making a hog-tying joke.
Oh, fisting's a good idea, by the way. Good note. You should take notes, Gentle Jim.
Okay, what's the difference? What does Ken and the Bermuda Triangle have in common?
What do Ken Friedman and the Bermuda Triangle have in common?
They've both taken in a lot of semen. If that's in poor taste, you need to tell me now.
That's really in poor taste.
Well, now we're stepping closer to the line. We're not over the line.
Hey, Amy Vogel, God bless her, also pledged.
God bless her.
Hey. Hi, Amy.
Hey, thumbs up, comma, Amy Vogel.
Yeah. And Luis in Jersey City, thank you.
Thank you, Jersey City.
Phone number here is 800-989-9368. Things are kind of quiet in the phone room. It would be nice to hear some phones ringing. You can pledge online at WFMU.org or at 800-989-9368. Andy's trying to make peace between the bear that violated me.
I have a
it's
name.
Why I'm here.
36 times.
35.
He has a name, Ken.
Was it 35?
Yeah.
By okay. Mike?
Maybe 35. It's still way too many times. One time is too many times.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's your number? That's your number,
yes,
then? Once?
35, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. There's a phone. 800-989-9368 is the phone number.
Do you remember, Gentle Jim, the first time you sort of saw Ken and fixated on him? And when did you know he was the one for you?
He was the slowest in the pack. He was the only one in the pack.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But yeah, I just sometimes you just know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you just know. You rape a guy 4 or 5 times and you just begin to get a feeling for him.
Yeah. It gets to that point where it would be weird not to.
There was.
You both miss it.
There was that time when we went to the bed and breakfast, the Ha Ha Hut.
Yeah.
Love that.
Do you recall?
Yeah.
And, Gentle Jim was posing as the bearskin rug.
That was good.
You got to admire it. You got to admire.
I got moxie. Say what you want about me, but you can't say I don't have moxie.
He's the MacGyver of rapey bears.
And Andy, you told me I should lay down on the bearskin rug. You said, oh, Ken, it's okay. It's not a live bear. It's just a bearskin rug. And yeah. I believed you. I believed you because you're my friend.
And I thought it would be funnier than it was.
Did you know that was Gentle Jim? You knew.
I thought it would be funnier than it was. I sometimes miscalculate how funny something would be.
You were laughing the whole time, to be fair.
Yes, I was laughing the whole time. I guess what I enjoyed about that the most is I wasn't getting raped myself.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's what I probably enjoyed about that.
It's always great when you're not getting raped.
Oh, my God, that's the best part of this whole story.
You know what? In my defense, I would liken it to, have either of you guys ever been smokers?
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah, I wonder if Ken's ever been a smoker.
And at some point you decide, you know, you finish a meal, you'd be like, well, I could really use a cigarette now or whatever.
Right, yeah.
That's how I am with raping Ken, except the activity beforehand could be anything.
It doesn't have to be eating a meal.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like being addicted to cigarettes, Ken. It's like jonesing for nicotine.
It's exactly like
you'd
that.
Think he would you think Ken, of all people, would appreciate it. He smoked on and off for many years.
Jesse in Ohio, pledging for Jonesy.
Okay, excellent.
We'll take it over here, though.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
We'll make sure it gets in the right column.
800-989-9368 is the phone number. WFMU.org is the web address. This is the 2016 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. Andy, if we raise another $3,000, will you kiss my butt?
Will I kiss your butt?
Yeah. After everything that I did for the making of this book?
$3,000 in the last... Wait, you mean in the next 10 minutes?
Yeah, in the last 15 minutes
of the show. Oh, we're not going to make $3,000.
I think we might.
Wait, do you mean literally get on my knees and kiss your butt?
You don't have to get on your knees. I'll stand on a chair.
You'll stand on... Wait. Why would you... No, I'm 61 years old.
I don't want it to baze you. I wouldn't make you...
You're talking to me like I'm Gentle Jimmy. This is how you would talk to a rapey bear.
Well, I'm not talking to Gentle Jimmy. I'm not even going to talk to
you. How about this? I won't kiss... You raise $3,000 and Gentle Jimmy can rape you.
No.
You'll do a consensual...
Who said I was even interested at this point? I am.
Gentle Jim, after all, if there's the cigarette analogy, the Doritos analogy, I mean, how hard can it be to get you up and excited?
Look, if it'll help the station, I'll rape him. Fine. But I'm just saying, at this point, I could take or leave. Very quickly.
Yes.
And stop me if this is crossing any sort of line.
Yes.
I think it probably will.
What's the difference between Ken and a 747 airplane?
The difference between Ken Friedman and a 747 airplane?
I'm a human being, and the other one is an airplane.
No, I've never been inside a 747. And if that's crossing a line, you need to tell me now.
I can't believe you guys are just joking about this over and over again.
Ken, if you can't laugh about it, you'll end up reporting it to the police.
Yeah, and I might. I might
what?
Do that.
What good would that do anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the time we wandered into that monastery.
Yeah.
And we found something that looked kind of like a dimensional portal.
Yeah.
Right?
This is another chapter from our big graphic novel, The Bucket List.
Yeah, and Andy, you encouraged me to activate it. You said, oh, look, it's a dimensional portal. Why don't you try to activate it,
By the way, your impression of me is just spot on. Unbelievable.
And then I did activate it. I thought it was fine. You were the one encouraging me to do it. And something came through the dimensional portal. At first, it looked like a giant spaceman.
That might be what it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I remember now. It removed its helmet.
It removed its helmet. And who was inside?
Well, it was our friend, Gentle Jim.
Gentle Jim.
Why did you act so surprised?
Yeah.
How could you not have seen that coming? Yeah.
Well, you know, you see something that looks about 12 feet tall in a spacesuit.
Yeah,
you don't think of it as being a bear. You think
you probably thought, okay, it's a menacing alien. At least it's not Gentle Jim, is what you were thinking.
Yes, exactly.
And then the helmet came off. Classic Gentle Jim. Classic Gentle Jim. Always one step ahead of us.
That was perhaps the worst one of all.
Really?
Yeah.
It was?
Yes, it was.
I would have thought the first one was the worst one.
Well, why don't you take a look at what you looked like after you witnessed Gentle Jim violating me.
Okay.
Yeah, take a look at that.
Okay, that's the end of this chapter?
That was the photograph taken of you after that incident.
Yes.
Even you were traumatized by that.
Well, I was thinking about something else.
Admit it. I was thinking
about something else.
Phone number here is 800-989-9368. Andy Breckman has agreed to kiss my butt.
Let's see, what do we got to get up to? Kiss your butt?
Yeah. No, it's okay. I'll stand on a chair. I'm not going to make you go down.
We're not going to hit three grand.
Go down on your knees.
I'm 61 years old. Gentle Jim, you don't have to raise your hand. You're a rapey bear.
Okay.
I don't remember the bear in The Revenant raising its hand.
Oh, it did. It raised its hand.
Gentle Jim, that might have been where you lost the audition.
No.
When you raised your hand to ask permission.
I'm a gentleman. A gentle bear. Listen, let me try this out.
Go ahead.
What's Ken Friedman's favorite wine?
What is Ken Friedman's favorite wine?
Pinot Noir.
Gentle Jimmy won't stop raping me. And if that's crossing a line, you need to tell me right now.
That makes me laugh. He's a funny, funny rapey bear. If you're going to be raped by someone,
there'll be someone that makes you laugh. No.
Or makes your friends laugh.
You don't want to be raped.
Ken, I'll give you this. You're not going to laugh. But he's making your friends laugh.
So what?
Well, at least on something.
Joe in L.A. checking in, getting the Bucket List graphic novel.
You're going to love it, Joe.
Thank you very much. We are never going to, like my Wednesday morning concert T-shirt, we are never going to be printing more of the 7-Second Delay Bucket List. So it's important that you get in on this right now.
Right.
By giving us a call at 800-989-9368 or pledging online at WFMU.org. It's the 2016 Fundraising Marathon. We are on video. Do It For Me with Sue is coming up next. She's going to be on video as well.
I love it.
We're going to be doing video next week here as well.
Next week we have something else planned?
Yeah, something big.
Don't make me kiss anything.
No, you're not going to have to kiss anything. I know you've given up.
By the way, I would love to get a copy of that graphic novel from my lawyer.
Well, why don't you...
Sorry.
Wait, you mean to use in your defense?
No,
Gentle Jim, I don't think it's going to be very helpful in your defense.
No,
it documents 35 rapes that you committed.
Right, I've done nothing wrong. He's just a fan of graphic novels, and I'm a very thoughtful bear. That's all that's happening here, Andy.
Okay, I think Ken is planning to use it in his courtroom proceedings, in his suit.
It's all right there in the book. You can tell the bear, Andy, that...
You're not talking to the bear?
I'm not speaking to the bear. Tell your bear friend that the graphic novel is not going to help his case. Thanks to John and Yonkers.
What can I do to bring you two together? How about this, Ken? If we make another $1,000, Ken...
Yes.
Would you hug this bear? Would you put aside all your bad feelings, all your bitter, bitter, bitter resentment, and hug our bear for $1,000?
For $1,000.
$1,000, Ken. We have. What do we have? 7 minutes left?
8 minutes, I believe.
Eight minutes.
I'm not a whore.
Hey, okay. By the way.
That's a yes. So, hey, Matt in the phone room, keep track from this moment on. If we hit $1,000, we will have a wonderful, what we call in TV, a golden moment.
Okay.
Hey, Andy.
$1,000 in the last 5 minutes, 800-989-9368.
And you will see these two
hug.
Now, what kind of hug would you prefer, Gentle Jim? Describe
the kind of hug. I would like to take him from behind.
That's your trademark hug.
I will hug him from the front.
I got
what?
I will hug him.
Have you ever hugged anyone from the front, Gentle Jim?
Not in my recollection, Andy.
Yeah, this will be a first for both. Oh, I want to see it. $1,000.
Hey, listen, I hate to interrupt, but I would like to just ask a question.
Yeah.
What's Ken Friedman's idea of safe sex?
What is Ken Friedman's idea of safe sex?
He locks the car door.
Man, you guys are disgusting.
And if that's crossing a line, you need to tell me
no,
right now.
You say that every time. You say that every time.
It's a squiggly little line. It keeps moving around. 800-989-9368. 800-989-9368. $1,000, and we get to see these two making up, finally, coming together.
Oh, here we go.
Coming together over you.
There's a phone call. Maybe it's a woman or a person of color calling to take you to task, Andy Breckman.
I can handle anyone. I ain't scared.
Hi, you're on the air.
The bear who has no shame at all.
Oh, it's Aaron in Minneapolis.
Okay. His voice to text. Say it again, Aaron.
Simple Jim, I believe Ken's favorite juice is rape juice.
His favorite juice is rape juice. He's big.
That's not funny at all. That's in poor taste.
That crossed the line.
That crossed the line. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Gentle Jim knows where the line is, but thank you very much, Aaron.
I'm sorry, Aaron. You're being really offensive.
We run a classy show in a station here, and I, you know.
Yeah.
If I knew those kind of calls were going to come in, I never would have agreed to come here today, Andy.
I'm sure he feels ashamed of himself. We just have a few more minutes. 800-989-9368. If anybody wants to try to hit that $1,000, we will see this end on the sweetest, sweetest note possible.
Yeah, not a penny has come in. Not a single penny has
come
in.
What does that tell you?
Since we put that, I don't think
people are just, I don't think anyone's listening.
They don't want to see Rapprochement.
No one's listening. What do you think has turned people off the most in the last 20 minutes?
All the rape joke?
Yeah, the bowling ball joke. That's my bet. What do you think?
The fisting joke?
Yeah.
Wait, what fisting joke?
Well, that would be the same joke, bowling ball.
The bowling ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
I told the bowling ball one? I was about to tell that one. I didn't realize I had told it. Thank you for reminding me. If anyone's just tuning in, the joke
was
what's the difference between Ken Friedman and a bowling ball?
And just remind me, I used to know this one, but I forgot.
You can only fit three fingers inside a bowling ball.
As funny now as it ever was. As timely now.
That's what you call a classic.
Yeah, it's ripped, yep.
Meaning that Ken Friedman, you can fit four or five fingers.
Yeah, my record is nine.
Is this
$1,000? Is that $1,000?
No, but it's part of $1,000.
It's part of $1,000?
$50.
It's $50?
From Ruth, yeah.
All we need, thank you, Ruth. All we need is $950 more.
That's it. Only $950.
In 3 minutes?
Yep, 3 minutes to go.
Tell you
good
what
luck,
I
Ken.
Need.
Somebody pledging $84 a month, Andy. $84 a month at the Swag for Life level, and then they'd be in the running to win WFMU's Stairway to Stardom.
What are the, Ken,
no
are
one
those,
knows what the hell you're talking
are
about.
Are those cords or jeans? I can't tell. From.
I'm not sure.
This is a nice pant.
They're cords.
Those are really great pants.
Yeah,
they would look a lot better on the floor of the woods. That makes no sense, but I think you see the joke there was that I would like to rape Ken after the show in the woods.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be the woods, as our book amply illustrates.
I think
800-989-9368.
I hired a data scientist to study this, and actually 20 of the rapes were inside.
Yeah,
well,
only 15 were outside.
And, if you and ask me, they were all inside. Who's with me? Who's with me?
Gentle,
that's an anatomy joke.
Gentle Jim.
Don't ever say gentle I'm not capable Jim. Of highbrow humor. That was an anatomy joke.
That was. I was there. Wait, maybe this is $1,000. Is this our $1,000?
I hope not.
Oh, we get to see a hug. Wait, is this our
$1,000? 800-989-9368.
We have 2 minutes left. No,
nope.
It's not $1,000.
2 minutes left, not $1,000. Is it half of $1,000?
I'm not good at math. Do I look like a little Korean boy? It's $20.
It's from our own Irwin. Thanks, Irwin.
Is that half of $1,000?
The call came from inside the building.
Yeah. We need another $930.
The call came from inside the building. The scariest call there is.
800-989-9363.
Well, we're not going to hit that number.
No,
is
we
it,
are
is
not.
Is it time to start thanking people?
Like who?
Like our winged monkeys, like our producers, monkeys, like
yeah.
Veronica, like Nick.
Veronica, Nick the Bard.
And maybe, Ken, there's someone in the room here Matt, you'd like to thank?
Matt Garbage Time. Gordon's in there. Joe. I'm sorry I don't know everybody else's name in there. Tim's in there.
Hey, everybody in the phone room, yell out your name all at once. One, two, three, go! There you go. Thanks to all of you.
Oh, and David made us dinner. Thanks for dinner, David. And David also did one of the finer chapters of the book.
Fantastic. And we've been chronicling.
One
we've
in
been...
which he really, I would say, graphically indicts Gentle Jim.
Really? So they're not, they're not all, some of them are anti-Gentle Jim and some of them are pro-Gentle Jim.
By the way, I tried some of that dinner. It was like a peanut pasta. It was almost as delicious as raping Ken Friedman.
That's the highest praise a cook can ever get.
Yeah, you put that right on the menu.
Yeah. And thank you all. And Gentle Jim, you've been very gracious.
Yeah.
And I think I wish Ken was half as gracious.
Yeah. Could I get a couple of people from the phone room to create a human barrier
between
me and Gentle Jim?
Hey, Gentle Jim, you ever rape a human barrier?
Well,
fantastic
you've got
fun.
Me thinking. Once you've
exactly.
raped a human barrier, you can you can't just go back to raping just Ken Friedman.
Exactly.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You'll still rape Ken Friedman. You'll just rape the barrier too.
Exactly. Yeah.
The barrier. See, there's a pun there as well.
This really made me laugh. God forgive me. It made me laugh.
Please keep calling at 800-989-9368. Do it for me with Sue is coming up. The video stream is going to stay up at 2016 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. Carries on until Sunday night, March 20th. Yola Tango playing on the Todophonic Todd Show this Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. Thank you to everybody who pledged. Please keep pledging at 800-989-93... he just touched me. 800-989-9368. Or online at WFMU.org. And stay tuned for Sue.
I would just get it over with.
Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Breckman, man. Oh, he takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy. We'll be right back.
I think I am a monkey. I'm not, I'm just a guy.
I love it.
Hey, do it for me. Welcome to the show, DIFM, do it for me. What, how are we going to follow that, Matt Warwick from Garbage Time, Garbage Time show?
I don't know how we're going to follow that one.
Okay, here's my plan.
What's the plan?
We're not going to follow that at all. We're going to pretend this show basically doesn't exist, and whatever happens is just going to occur. We have no, there's nothing we can do about it, whether we exceed on this show or completely die on this program, raising money for the greatest radio station on earth. Well, won't be our problem. I take no responsibility.
Yeah, we're going to sink with it.
We will. Folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, well, this may just be the last time you ever tune in. My name is Sue Braun. Do It For Me is the name of the show. It is typically a one-hour call-in radio program with video, but none of that is going to happen. So it's the powers that be at WFMU tell us every year when we do our marathon show, do whatever you would normally do on your show. Don't make any changes. Don't do anything differently. And so I have news for you. I can't help but do everything differently because we are not set up to take phone calls, and we are not set up in any other way. I've got this guy, Matt Warwick.
And I'm never here.
Across from me. He once house sat my cats.
Yep. I did.
He did. He almost resuscitated my cat. My cat later died after being in his care.
My favorite part about that, though, was when you asked me to do that, you never told me until I got to your place
right. How
involved it was.
Well, here's the thing. First off, I'm a known liar.
You didn't lie. You just didn't tell me.
Withhold the truth.
Yeah, you just withheld the truth.
Well, the other thing was you weren't in contact a whole lot. Being, mm-hmm. one of the things that is a big complaint about millennials is that they this is of course the mainstream talking, not mm-hmm. me, is that millennials don't really communicate very well. So I figured, he's not communicating with me, so why would I need to communicate to him that my cat is on its deathbed? And he, this guy I barely know, he was charming enough. Listen, you were charming enough to weasel a pledge out of Andy Breckman.
I know.
I couldn't even do that. You just met the guy for the first time, said hello. No. He wrote a check. He wrote a check for like $1,000 for your show. And the guy, like right in front of my face.
Yeah.
He writes a check. And he doesn't even realize I'm like the next DJ on. Not that I took that personally at all. Or won't hold that against him for the rest of his days on Earth. But you're that kind of guy that I instantly warmed up to. And I'm like, if I'm going to put my dying cat in anyone's care, it's going to be Matt Warwick from Garbage Time on WFMU.
Yeah. I would have done it anyway. I would have helped you.
That's so nice.
Nice.
You're a nice guy. Listen, we have an hour here on this radio show to raise some money for WFMU. And let's just get a couple of things out of the way.
Yep.
We've got prizes to give away, a few prizes, because we only have 1 hour to do this. So basically, because I'm appealing to a lot of different ages here, or basically turning off entire generations at a time, I don't know, which this could go either way. You can either call 1-800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-9368 to phone in a pledge. The person on the other end of the line will take all your information. Or you can just go to WFMU.org right now and click somewhere where it says to pledge.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take your pledge. We'll read it on the air. This is how it works. I'm appealing to newbies, Matt,
yeah.
So that they understand.
Yeah, the experienced folk.
Yeah. This.
They're tuning out right now.
Right. They're saying, this is for babies. What is this, kindergarten?
I've been listening all day. Why am I being told again?
What, do you think I'm stupid now?
I'm not stupid, I tell you.